Back in early 2008, a client of mine reached out and said, "Great work, Sagar, but users are browsing our website without making any purchases." At the time, I was just kicking off my career as a freelance web developer. And I replied, "Not sure, how can I help? Are you thinking about a site redesign?" And the conversation ended there. But that could not end my curiosity, and I came across this blog post of Avinash Kaushik at Kaushik.net. He wrote in 2006, that introduced me to user experience testing. After 6 weeks of research, tinkering, and planning, I launched my first analytics and personalization project, and my career took a sharp turn towards where I am today. Hi, I'm Sagar Mandal, and this is the Digital Success Daily Podcast. Reading your blogs, books, or anything published that would bring success to your digital initiatives, from digital products to digital transformation. Today, I would read Avinash Kaushik's blog post, "Experimentation and Testing, a Primer," written in 2006 and updated according to the latest trends. If you are in the digital marketing industry, the name Avinash Kaushik should resonate with you. Else, check out his multi-decade blog about digital marketing and analytics at Kaushik.net. That's Kaushik.net. This post is a primer of the delightful world of testing and experimentation. There's a lot on the web about AB or multivariate testing, but my hope in this post is to give you some rationale about the importance and then a point of view on each methodology along with some tips. I covered experimentation and testing during my recent speech at the eMetric Summit, and here is a text from that slide. Experiment or go home. Customers yell our problems when they call or see us. They rarely provide solutions. Our bosses always think they represent site users and they want to do site design, which all of us promptly implement. The most phenomenal site experience today is stale tomorrow. 80% of the time, you or we are wrong about what a customer wants or expects from our site experience. That last one is hard to swallow. Because after all, we are quite full of ourselves. But the reality is that we are not our site's customers. We are too close to the company, its products, and websites. Experimentation and testing helps us figure out that we are wrong quickly and repeatedly. And if you think about it, that is a great thing for our customers and for our employers. Experimentation and testing in the long run will replace most traditional ways of collecting qualitative data on our site experience, such as usability. Usability is great, but if our customers like to surf our websites in their underwear, then would it not be great if we could do usability on them when they are in their underwear? It is important to realize that experimentation and testing might sound big and complex, but it is not. We are lucky to live at a time when there are options available that allow us to get as deep and as broad as we want to be, and the cost is not prohibitive. There are three types of testing that are most prevalent. A/B testing. Usually this is a generic category that seems to represent all kinds of testing. But A/B testing essentially represents testing of more than one version of a web page. Each version of the web page usually uniquely created and standalone. The goal is to try, for example, three versions of the homepage or product page or support FAQ page and see which version of the page works better. Almost always in A/B testing, you are measuring one outcome: click-throughs to the next page or conversion. If you do nothing else, you should do A/B testing. How to do A/B testing? You can simply have your designers or developers create versions of the page, and depending on the complexity of your web platform or CMS, you can put the pages up and measure. If you can't test them at the same time, put them up 1 week after the other and try to control for external factors if you can. Pros of doing A/B testing: this is perhaps the cheapest way of doing testing, since you will use your existing resources and tools. If you don't do any testing, this is a great way to just get going and energize your organization and really have some fun. My tip is, first few times you do this, have people place bets and pick winners. You'll be surprised. Cons of doing A/B testing: it is difficult to control all the external factors like campaigns, search traffic, press releases, seasonality, etc. And so you won't be 100% confident on the results. Put 70% confidence in the results and make decisions. It is limiting in the kind of things you can test. Just simple stuff, and usually it is hard to discern correlation between elements you are testing. Multivariate testing. In A-B testing, you had to create 3 pages. Now imagine modularizing your page broken up into chunks and being able to just have one page but change dynamically what modules show up on the page, where they show up, and to which traffic. Then being able to put that into a complex mathematical engine that will tell you not only which version of the page worked, but correlations as well. For example, for my blog, I can create modules or containers of the core page content, the top header, and each element of the right navigation. In a multivariate test, I could move each piece around and see which one worked best. Pros of doing multivariate testing: it can be a continuous learning methodology. Doing multivariate turbocharges your ability to do a lot very quickly for a couple of reasons. One, there are free tools like Google Optimize or paid tools like Adobe Target, Optimizely, etc., who can help you get going very quickly by hosting all the functionality remotely, such as content, test attributes, analytics, statistics. Two, you don't have to rely on your IT or development team. All they have to do is put a few lines of JavaScript on the page and they are done. This is an awesome benefit because most of the times that is a huge hurdle. Cons of doing multivariate testing: the old computer adage applies. Be careful of garbage in, garbage out. You still need a clean pool of ideas that are sourced from known customer pain points or strategic business objectives. It is easy to optimize crap quickly. Website experiences for most sites are complex multi-page affairs. For an e-commerce website, it is typical for an entry to a successful purchase to be around 12 to 18 pages. For a support site, even more pages. With multivariate, you're only optimizing one page, and no matter how optimized, it cannot play an outsized role in the final outcome. Just the first step or two. Most definitely do multivariate, but beware of its limitations. Experience testing. New term that I've coined to represent the kind of testing where you have the ability to change the entire site experience of the visitor using capability of your CMS or content management systems like WordPress, Adobe Experience Manager, Sitecore, etc. You can not only change things on one page or say the left navigation or piece of text on each page, but rather you can change all things about the site experience on your website. For example, let's say you sell computer hardware on your website. Then with this methodology, you can create one experience of your website where the site is segmented by Windows and Mac version of products. Another experience where the site is segmented by current customers and new customers. And a fun one, where the site is purple with white font, with no left navigation and smiling babies instead of product, box, shots. With experience testing, you don't actually have to create 3 or 4 websites, but rather using site platform, you can easily create 2 or 3 persistent experiences on your websites and see which one your customers react to best. Pros of doing experience testing: this is nirvana. You have an ability to test on your customers in their native environment and collect data that is most closely reflective of their true thoughts. If your qualitative methods are integrated, you can literally read their thoughts about each experience. You will get 5 to 10 times more powerful results than any other methodology. Cons of doing experience testing: you need a CMS platform that supports experience testing. It takes longer than the other two methodologies. It most definitely takes more brain power. Experience testing is very aspirational, but companies are getting into it, and sooner rather than later, the current crop of vendors will start to expand into that space as well. Hope you found this episode helpful. I would encourage you to check out Avinash's blog at kaushik.net. That's kaushik.net. Lately, he's been sharing his ideas for digital success in his weekly newsletter, the Marketing Analytics Intersect newsletter. If you are leading a digital business or a digital practitioner, I would highly recommend subscribing to his newsletter. Thank you for joining today. Wish you all the success ahead and looking forward to talk to you tomorrow.